This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Hey, Mark. This here is Hank Hill from Arlen, Texas. My wife, Peggy, and my son, Bobby, and I want to buy a house in Santa Barbara. I'll tell you what. Santa Barbara's got some of the best weather out here. We're ready to write an offer, but it's subject to my boss, Mr. Strickland, opening up a propane dealership there in Santa Barbara. Is that okay with you?
Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara Realtor. I'm here with Talent on Loan from the California Association of Realtors. Great guest today, Richard's favorite guest, Jennifer Glimp, who then became Jennifer Glimp Dalton. She was and is a California police officer working in Santa Barbara for the district attorney, supervising investigator in the criminal unit and real estate fraud division. She left Santa Barbara. And so we're going to find out if criminals are the same where she is now. And she's also going to follow up on a couple of cases in Santa Barbara, Robert Houston and Cynthia Zimmer. So she'll come on during the second segment, fourth segments, the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly and year to date. We'll do in the first segment. We'll also take a look at the pending weekly average. And it's the only time I really use average versus median between January 1st, March 13th, when we stopped open houses and caravans due to the pandemic. March 13th, we were averaging 20.6 pending sales per week. And since then, last 39 weeks, we've averaged 27.3. So a big jump up, about... Well, if it was 21 to 28, it would be 33%. So it's somewhere in that range. Also have been tracking a running average of the prior 8 weeks from today. And that is just under 27, 26.6. I mean, at one time it was in the 30s. We were rocking and rolling. But this time of year, coming around a couple of weeks left of the year, still a significant jump from what it was. And remember, last year, 2019, we averaged 21.15 closings per week. And wouldn't you know it, I didn't do year-to-date closings per week, but we are, if we've averaged the last 39 weeks, over 27 pendings per week, that'll let you know we're up there in the, you know, significant increase in the number of sales over last year. As a matter of fact, 17% year-to-date sales through December 11th, 2020, we have a 17% increase in the number of sales, single family from Carp to Goleta. A couple of weeks ago, took out Montecito, and the number of sales still up 7.3%. And the median price still up 13%, even without Montecito. With Montecito, year-to-date median price, almost $1,595,000. Last year, $1,316,000. So... that's a 21% increase in the median price. That's a lot to absorb. So we have the median price, we have the pendings, and we have year to date. Okay. Now, it's that time of year. I did hear from Jack Martin, Action Roofing, sends out daily weather reports that when he was a waiter eons ago, all his buddies who were working Christmas and New Year's, they decided to celebrate the holidays and Hanukkah, Christmas, New Year's, Hanukkah, and Festivus. They decided to celebrate in July. I don't know why they just didn't do it in January. It seems bizarre. So I responded back to today's email and I said, you know, I'm going to contact the, what's the business association that represents the businesses downtown? Chamber. Yeah, it's a chamber. There's even another one. There's a Chamber of Commerce. That's good. City Council. But there's another business that all, they're organized of business owners. I can't think of the name. And I think we should schedule July 3rd to be Christmas Day and New Year's Day and Hanukkah. And that means that July 2nd, Friday, would be New Year's Eve, Christmas Eve. Saturday would be New Year's Day, Christmas Day, Hanukkah Day. And then July 4th would be Sunday. So it'd be a very big weekend. So we're going to start that, spread the word. I received an email from my clients who are not Jewish to wish me a happy Hanukkah and sent me a link about Hanukkah and said, is this true? And I opened the link and it talked about the battle of the Maccabees in Syria, which is about 2,500 years ago. And then this miracle of the oil lasting 18 days for this eternal light. And they only had enough oil for one day. And so I said, yes, it's all true. We have a small wooden dreidel. You guys have a huge Christmas tree with ornaments, lights, a man in a red costume that flies around the world delivering presents. And we have a wooden spin top. So also the sacred oil lasting 8 days instead of one day. I heard a comedian once say that the Jews don't know the difference between a miracle and a good product. The Jews have any excuse for a holiday, they'd create one for the Swiss Army knife. So I thought we could play a song about Hanukkah since, and I don't mind when people wish me a Merry Christmas, I'll wish you a Merry Christmas. I don't need a happy holiday. But you guys have got Santa, the tree, everything. We got a wooden top. So I'm going to, you people. I'm the only Jew in Santa Barbara, so I thought I'd play the Hanukkah song.
This is a song that there's a lot of Christmas songs out there, and not too many Hanukkah songs. So
exactly.
Wrote a song for all those nice little Jewish kids who don't get to hear any Hanukkah songs.
Exactly. Here we go. That's Adam Sandler, 1993, almost 30 years ago.
Put on your yarmulke, here comes Hanukkah. So much Hanukkah to celebrate Hanukkah. Hanukkah is the festival of lights. Instead of one day of presents, we have eight crazy nights. When you feel like the only kid in town without a Christmas tree, here's a list of people who are Jewish, just like you and me.
A lot of applause.
David Lee Roth lights the menorah. So do James Conkirk Douglas and the late Dinah Shore. Guess who eats together at the Carnegie Deli? Bowser from Shanana and Arthur Fonzarelli. Paul Newman's half Jewish, Goldie Hawn's half too. Put them together, what a fine looking Jew. Don't need deck the halls or jingle bell rock, cause you can spin a dreidel with Captain Kirk and Mr. Spock, both Jewish. Put on your yarmulke, it's time for Hanukkah. The owner of the Seattle Supersonicas celebrates Hanukkah. O.J. Simpson, not a Jew.
Thank God.
But guess who is? Hall of Famer Rod Carew. He converted. We got Ann Landers and her sister, dear Abby. Harrison Ford's a quarter Jewish. Not too shabby. Some people think that Ebenezer Scrooge is. Well, he's not, but guess who is? All three Stooges. So many Jews are in showbiz. Tom Cruise isn't, but I heard his agent is. Tell your friend Veronica, it's time to celebrate Hanukkah. Hope I get a harmonica on this lovely, lovely Hanukkah. So drink your gin and tonica and smoke your marijuana. If you really, really wanna go, have a happy, 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 happy Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah.
Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. Merry Christmas to everybody. Stay tuned for Jennifer Glimp Dalton, District Attorney, Supervising Investigator, Criminal Intent and Real Estate Fraud Division. She's a police officer. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.